Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bircher, and I'm your guide in discovering more peace, freedom, love, joy, relief from codependency. I'm excited to be here with you today. Before we get started, first of all, today's topic, are you being selfish, or is your self-interest being weaponized against you? So we're going to jump into that. Before I do that, I'm going to get this shared out to the community really quick. So if you're looking for a community where you can find additional guidance, education, tools, and even support in your journey beyond codependency, come join us in Heal Your Codependency community. The link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube. And if you're watching via YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, share this video out to people you know would value it. And if you're listening via podcast, come to healyourcodependency.com. The community is on the front page there. Okay, so let's get this shared out real quick. And as we do that, just as a reminder, we have that new option to ask me any question you've got. The link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube. Go to ask.freetheself.com and you can ask any question there. And I will start doing Q&A Fridays on YouTube to answer those. So yeah, check that out. And boom, there we go. We've got this shared. So hi, good to see you all. Glad you're here. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know your thoughts, comments, questions in the comments below. Okay, so everyone has been told they're selfish. We're selfish for saying no. We're selfish for wanting something. We're selfish for having a boundary. We're selfish because we don't like a thing someone else likes, or we don't want to do it anymore, or we're selfish because we have a difference of opinion. Does this sound familiar? We're selfish because we have a limit. We can only do so many things, that kind of stuff. This is what I call weaponized self-interest, where another human being feels entitled to a resource you have, and then you say, no, I don't want to give you this, no, I don't want to do that, and then they get mad, and they're like, well, then you're selfish. You're selfish for saying no. You're selfish for having a boundary. You're selfish for putting yourself first. Weaponized self-interest. They turn it against you. They make your self-interest, your boundaries, your limits, your desires a problem. And the goal here is to get you to question the validity of that boundary, maybe apply some shame or guilt to that question, and then get you to give them what they think they deserve from you, or what they feel entitled from you. Now, we do this too, right? This is pretty much a human thing we do, is where we might feel entitled to something, and then we might shame them or blame them or get upset with them about, hey, why am I not getting this? You know, I'm supposed to have that. This is built on a premise of entitlement and obligation, which is I look at it from the angle of an immature or unmatured perspective on relating. It's really about a part of ourselves that hasn't grown up yet into consent and privilege around resources that other people have that we might want access to. Further, this kind of idea that having a boundary or having a limit or saying no or putting ourselves first, being a shameful thing, being a thing that we should feel guilty about, a thing we should question, comes from a narcissistic point of view. It comes from a transactional point of view of like, hey, you're supposed to share. You're supposed to be nice. You're supposed to be kind. And then they tie these labels of niceness and kindness and being a good person to this idea of sharing. And then sharing means when someone asks for something, you must give it to them. We're not actually having any kind of consent in this experience. We're having an imposition of power. They are imposing power upon us. It's a coercive power going, sharing equals you must say yes. We don't actually have a choice. Instead, we get to experience their withdrawal of time, attention, affection, approval because we said no around a topic or around a concept or around a resource that was ours to begin with. This, especially if you deal with codependency, we internalize this as something very wrong with us, very selfish of us. And then we turn around and we give in an obligatory or guiltful way. And this is going to breed resentment. It's going to breed resentment towards ourselves, towards them. It's going to breed a sense of powerlessness and a double bind. I can't be loved and accepted and cared for as I am. And then I can't keep giving everything I've got because it's gonna kill me. It's gonna hurt me. It's gonna harm me, right? Because if we keep emptying ourselves with this idea that we're selfish because we're gonna say no or have a boundary, or someone would be upset or disappointed because we said no, that's gonna harm us. That's gonna hurt. That's going to impact our emotional well-being, our psychological well-being, and eventually our physical well-being. That can lead to disease, that can lead to loneliness, emptiness, frustration. And certainly it's going to destroy our sense of satisfaction in our life. So what do we do with this? What do we do with this trap that we've been handed by this idea that we have to share or we're a selfish, mean person? Well, first thing to do is to actually open up the opportunity in your thinking and in your body to the idea that maybe we're not actually selfish. Maybe this is someone else's best attempt to try to get something they don't think they're going to get by asking. So we can look at this from a compassionate point of view of going, okay, someone is trying to act upon me to get something that they don't believe they're going to get freely. That they believe that, hey, I have to compel action on this. Because, you know, in the past, I had to kind of force things to get my needs met. So I can start there and go, okay, maybe this isn't a personal thing. And maybe it's actually not a selfish thing. Maybe what would not be selfish in this would be, maybe my boundary isn't selfish. Maybe my boundary is clarity for me. Maybe my boundary is a direction for me. Maybe it's my well-being speaking up on my behalf. So I want to say no, not right now. Or I want to say, well, how about just this much? Or nope, not going to do it at all. That's your well-being speaking. That's your power in action for your behalf. Our work in this moment would be to view our action of saying no as an act of love towards ourselves and an act of love towards them. Because now it gives clarity to the resource. So it's like, hey, gives clarity to them. Hey, I can't offer this to you. So now you have that clarity. You can go forward and find a different resource to connect with to get what you need. And this is kind of, well, it's not kind of, it's actually a central component to building compatibility. Because oftentimes, especially in codependency, we carry a fantasy that everyone should, that the people we have a relationship with should be everything. And we should be everything to them. This is not functionally possible. And so when we accept the reality that I have limits, I can only do X, Y, Z, we work really well in places A, B, C, but not so well in Q, R, Z, then that affords the ability or the opportunity for that person to connect with other people, places, and things that feed them in the Q, R, Z areas, as well as us being fed in different areas that they don't meet us in. So no, a boundary, no, I don't want to do that, is clarity. It's a director. It allows us to understand what's available to us right now, what is not, and then resource options for us for what we need if that's not available. It is an act of love. It stings. It's not very fun. But it's an honest, clear, and direct way of directing ourselves and directing relationships and expectations in relationships. So it allows people to understand what they can reliably count on with us and what they can't. So now they can determine compatibility for themselves, and we can do the same. That's not selfish. That's caring. That's kind. Now, people who feel like that might be selfish, there is an internalized sense of fear that they have an inability to get what they need. There is usually a child-level aspect of themselves that is deeply unnourished and unmet, and it is acting out as, that's selfish. Why did you say no? I'm mad. Well, yeah, of course you are. You didn't get what you needed. You were also not taught how to resource your needs and your wants, so you're left with this ineffective tool of trying to compel people to give you what you need, right? So we can look at it from that perspective that allows compassion there, but it also allows us to own our power, stand in our sovereignty, and realize that guilt and shame that's imposed upon us, that other people feel or believe we should feel in response to a boundary by saying no to them, like we should feel guilty because we said no or that we didn't do enough or things like that. We can start to look at this as programming that extends from an injured part of another individual that we do not have to carry anymore. And we do not have to agree to, we don't have to obey or comply with. Instead, we're like, you know, this guilt, this shame is not for me. And I have a lot of care for the need you have, and I am sad that that is not something you're getting met in your world. And I'll hold space with you as you go and find resources that can do that. This allows a connection to be to form and pain to be cared for. This is how we can actually nourish each other, paradoxically, when we can't actually meet each other's needs. Because there's going to be times where you're going to say no to someone you really care about something they need with you. You say, I can't do that. I can't do that now. And that's going to hurt. There's going to be some pain in that. And we can recognize the pain of that unmet need, reach towards and go, I know that sucks, and I'm here with you. And then you can actually care for each other in that space. And that allows both of you to move forward with the new boundary or with what's going on in a way that nurtures and cares for each other without having to impose, hey, you're being selfish or blaming them for not giving you what you want or vice versa. So it's like, I can respect the boundary and I can care for the pain. There's magic there. But your self-interest works for you. You're a sovereign individual, meaning you have the right to employ your power, your ability to make choice and action on your behalf. And when we recognize and honor that in ourselves, we recognize and honor that in others, that allows us to build consent. It allows us to ask and then receive and then be asked of and contribute based on what's available for us, based on what would be nurturing and caring for us first and then them. Because the real key here in really highly functional relationship dynamics is that if it works, it has to work for everyone involved, not just one person. Because if it's only working for one, then there's a problem because the other person is, there's an impact that is negative there, and that cost will accumulate. And that's where resentment comes from. We want to inoculate resentment by gratitude, by at least acknowledging and caring for what is offered and acknowledging and caring for what is not available so that we can see each other as human beings and not as Walmarts, not as transactional things. I just go there and get the thing I want. Because that is something we really have been drowning in our culture. We live in a consumerist, capitalistic transactional system, and marketing and the way things function in the system implicitly teaches us to regard each other as a transaction. Oh, I can get this from you. And that's just where you're being selfish, you should share comes into play. Plus, we don't have connection there. We just have control. We don't have trust. We don't have intimacy. We have this fierce transactional dynamic that hurts us. We feel used, we feel empty, we feel unseen, we feel unvalued because we don't know how to connect to each other in both the receiving and contribution to needs, but also in the pain of not being able to contribute to a need or a want and care for each other in that. So it's a complex concept, but it's an essential one for us to explore and wrestle with so that we can go, hey, I can build relationship and connection and community around me where I can get my needs met from a variety of willing and available people. And that I can contribute that too in a way that feels free, that feels loved and valued, which in this system requires us to feel safe and loved when we say no. Safe and loved when we have a limit. Safe and loved when we can't give it. It's not a thing that works for us. When we can feel that experience within a relationship, we've built a deep form of bond and intimacy and care for each other. Because now we're working towards each other's mutual well-being rather than just my well-being or their well-being. It's our well-being. It's like I care about you and your well-being. Oh, you care about me and my well-being. So when there's a no and there's a limit, it's valued, it's cared for, it becomes part of the connection, rather than this division or this gulf that we can't cross because we don't know how to negotiate the pain that we're both experiencing. So that's my take on leaving the land of selfishness and moving into the land of autonomy, consent, privilege, and really building bond there. So I'm going to check the chat here. Shani shares, I was taught that I have to always put myself and my wants and needs last, take care of everybody else first, or I was selfish. It's a big mindset change to look at the alternative, right? It is a huge thing. We are taught to put everyone else first because we live in a culture that's narcissistically driven, which basically means everyone else, meaning I, the narcissistic person, I'm in this role, like, that's me. I'm the one that should be put first. You notice in the dynamic that the people who want you to put others first are them. They want you to put them first. That's their self-interest being imposed on your self-interest. They're not demonstrating a regard for your well-being. They're demonstrating an emphasis that their well-being should be served first from your resources, and that's unhealthy. Healthy people will not have that. What they will have is they'll have a priority of understanding their own needs and wants, understanding your availability and your needs and wants, and then building consent through asking and through discussion and through agreements around resources you guys want to share, experiences you want to have, connections you want to generate, things of that nature. So my work, the order of relating is me, then you. And the reason why is I have to know and understand my own capacity, my own needs, my own wants, my own values, where I'm at, in order for me to have an honest response, a genuine response, one I can commit to towards you. That way I'm able to go, I want this too, or I can say yes to this too, because it's genuine to me. And then we have genuine connection in that moment. Then we can build, especially if there's a pattern of behavior and impact there, that's how we build reliable, secure attachment. Because we're able to reach towards and understand each other in a way that nurtures us, regardless of a yes or a no. Because we're caring for the pain, we're caring for the joy in those experiences. And that's how we do this. So my friends, if you want help, you want assistance in discovering and understanding what your sovereignty is, what your power is, helping build more safety into your world, come join me for the Essential Codependency Healing Trainings. We start this Sunday, so enrollment closes tomorrow, and that would be Saturday the 13th of May, if you're listening live. If you're watching this in the future, hi, we're in the past right now, you can join at any time. It's available 24/7. The link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube, and front page at healyourcodependency.com. So come join us for that 8-week experience. We're going to give you the essentials that help you find more freedom, peace, and clarity, and then ultimately healing and direction in your world beyond codependency. Go gently with yourselves, my friends. This is not easy work. This is challenging work. It's a huge paradigm shift. We're moving from codependency to an interdependent relationship with ourselves and with others. This is a lifetime work. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. I look at it as a lifestyle. I'm always practicing. I'm always learning. When we approach it that way, we succeed faster and faster in our world. So go gently. I'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye.